Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
It seems that no matter how many times false assertions are rebutted with facts, the perpetrators of misleading statements seem intent on maintaining the deception. Apparently, the idea is that if you tell a lie often enough and perhaps shout it loud enough, non-believers will begin to believe it. It certainly worked for Hitler leading up to the Second World War. So I received an email from a family member over the weekend. No sense in identifying the family member, because I actually choose to believe that the person had all the best intentions on writing these often dispelled thoughts. The laundry list began with the statement that, quote, Trump was a bully and a name caller like kids in the playground, end of quote. I intended to be completely upfront and honest, and so I responded with, quote, let me agree that Trump was a name caller. That was apparent throughout the 2016 primary campaign. No dispute there, end of quote. The truth is also that his use of nicknames for his opponents was successful enough to knock them off one at a time. The person next wrote, quote, a lot of people on January 6th were out to kill, such upstanding people, end of quote. This gave me the chance to respond, quote, no one, repeat, no one was out to kill on January 6th. Federal prosecutors, who initially said there was strong evidence the pro-Trump mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol that Wednesday to capture and assassinate elected officials, have now backed away from the unsubstantiated allegations. Michael Sherwin, acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, backed away from the assassination claims, saying prosecutors have no direct evidence at this point of kill capture teams, end of quote. Now, Sherwin went on to say there appears to have been confusion among prosecutors. The people who participated in breaching the Capitol were Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and radical Trump supporters who appear to have been egged on by the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. No matter, whoever was a part of that incursion should be tried, period. There was no response. The next point was, quote, most people who did not like Obama were racist. I had an aunt who thought she was liberal but would not vote for Obama. She was more racist than she thought, end of quote. Now, it's amazing when someone points to one person who thought something or said something, how that extrapolates to an entire group of people. Nonetheless, my response was, quote, absolutely no proof that most people who did not like Obama were racist. Don't really care about your ignorant aunt. Everyone I know who opposed Obama, and that includes friends, family, and everyone I know here in Las Vegas, voted against him because we did not like his policies nor the people with whom he surrounded himself. Having said that, do you actually think that if a white man had been running for the Democrat nomination in 2008 and had proposed the same exact policies Obama promoted, we would have voted for him? Well, there's no response. Among the many other charges, the one that caught my eye was, quote, I do not envy the job Biden has to solve the problems he inherited, end of quote. Now, this gave me a chance to respond with oft-ignored points. He did broker several Middle East peace accords, did not engage us in a war since Eisenhower, initiated the greatest impact on the economy, bringing jobs and lowering unemployment to the Black and Latino populations more than any other president ever, lowered taxes, rebuilt the military. There was no response. Now, just as there are a lot of misunderstandings about many historical events, there are many misunderstandings about events that permeated the past 4 years. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.